This map showing the distribution of cutaneous leishmanias on the world. It's my talk now. It's about cutaneous leishmaniasis. It's this. We need to look about the events inside the sandfly. The first events, it's when the fly ingests the emastigotes, and then they need to transform in promastigotes. And here today we are looking in this first event inside the blood and how the midgut responds for this blood and how the parasite's survival inside. It's just the other points about the interaction inside the vector, but our focus is just on the beginning between 2 and 4 days after the blood meal. Okay, and we have some potential barriers after the blood ingestion. The first one is this transformation between emastigote and promastigotes. The second one, the resistance to digestive enzymes. Peritrophic matrix attached to the midgut. And finally, transformation and the metacyclus and migration for the anterior region for transmission. Okay, I told you guys I'm going to talk about the second bar here. It's the digestive enzymes. The unfed midgut has a pH between 6, and after the ingestion, this pH, the blood meal rise the pH, and different levels and significant levels of proteases are induced by blood feeding, and some enzymes have the peak between 24 and 48 hours. And when we talk about susceptibility, we need to think about the first report about this susceptibility for these enzymes, and it was performed with Donovani in Papatasi, and Adler shows some parasites are being killing inside the blood meal. And after that, more work has been done using Donovani and also Papatasi and also with Major, the normal pair, showing this enzyme, the trypsin enzyme, have some activity and can be modulated by parasite. And when they use a trypsin inhibitor, they can enhance and have better infection, also using an unappropriated vector, Papatasi and Donovani. Later on, Pimenta show Papatasi and Major, a natural pair, they show that some emastigotes are be killing inside the blood meal, like 50% of these parasites are killing. And then our question is, how do parasites respond to the enzymatic attack? And the parasites have a very dense coat. When you can find some lipophosphoglycan, glucose, and proteins anchored on the plasma membrane. This is just a three-dimensional model showing the proteins and the lipophosphoglycan inside the coat of the promastigotes. Again, it's just for showing. Oops, I have a problem with this. Okay. The most abundant component on the parasite membrane is the LPG, the lipophosphoglycan, and it was very, very well studied, and it's very important for attach at the midgut. And the other components have also some importance, and now we try to understand the role of the proteophosphoglycan, also secreted by this parasite. And for this, we are using two mutants, L major mutants. The LPG1 encodes a putative gauge that catalyzed the early steps of the synthesis of the LPG. This mutant is deficient in LPG biosynthesis, but preserves the other molecules. In the LPG2, it's deficient in LPG and the other molecules secreted and related. In color is this, we can see these two mutants, the LPG1 file to produce the glycan CAR, and the LPG2 mutant, also LPG, and the other secreted molecules like PPG and secreting proteins. Our objective is to characterize the whole and biological function of the LPG and related molecules using L-major. Our first hypothesis, Dubosky and Longpalpis differ from Papatazzi in relation of the whole of LPG in vector competence. And the second one, PPG protects promastigos from being killing by digestive enzymes induced by blood feeding. Here is just for show you the sand flies and parasites I have been using in this work. It's L major from Middle East and from Africa with Papatazzi and Dubosky as a comparison, Lutzomyia longipalpis as a vector of Chagasi in the New World. Okay, we started showing my results with Papatazzi and L major just for review the results done by Sachs in 2000. And what you can see is 72 hours when I have blood, the LPG1 is not required for early growing, but 7 days when the blood is gone, they doesn't survive. And as a comparison, the Adback and wild type and other L major strains. And now using a new vector, a new one, Dubosky with two mutants, LPG1 and LPG2, with blood, 72 hours. The LPG1 growing well, as well with Papatazzi, but after, when you look 7 days, they continue to growing, but not with good numbers, but when we look LPG2 mutant in 72 hours, we start to see some parasites killing inside the blood, and after 7 days, these parasites completely disappear to the midgut. We also did the same infection with longipalpis in both mutants. What we can see is in 72 hours, the whole mutants develop well, but 7 days after the blood meal, the LPG1 mutant was required from Papatazzi and Dubosky is not required from longipalpis, but the LPG2 mutant, it's a very strong phenotype. They are killing inside this fly also. I change? No. Okay. Now our focus is just the LPG2 mutant because this is a very strong phenotype. When we can try to look, it's about the paper, the whole of protease inhibitor and the whole of the PPG and also LPG. And if there is some inhibition of specific digestive enzymes using these mutants, what we did is just looking in the early times because it's the activity for enzymes. And I also put some trypsin inhibitor and protease cocktail inhibitor. I add this two mutant. And what we can see in 36 hours, when we add this cocktail or trypsin inhibitor, we have early survival in these mutants. As well, 36 hours and 72 hours. And then we decided to do some ex vivo assay just for look how the PPG and LPG could be work. And we have one, a single midgut, and we lysate this single midgut, and we add a parasite to knockout, and also we can add some molecules purify as a PPG and LPG. And this single midgut with parasites was incubated for 6 hours at 25 degrees, and then I just count the amount of parasites, alive parasites. For this assay, what we did first is just look what the best time for the digestive enzymes kill this mutant, and we just look about 36 hours, we have a very optimal time for these digestive enzymes start to killing my parasites, and the add back is my control. They are not killing by blood mule. And doing the same assay, just a single midgut, and now adding some PPG purified in different concentrations, and also LPG. What we can see with when we just add some PPG, we have a good survival for the parasites, and when we add LPG, we don't have survival. It looks like as the just two knockout alone. And then what we did, we just asked the question, why the LPG is not working? Maybe because this is, they have lipids and it is insoluble. And then we just cut the LPG and try to work with just the PG, the part more. And then we can see some protection with the PG when compared with the LPG. And as a preliminary assay, we start to look about the enzyme activity. Our first enzyme used here was trypsin. And as my control, I have normal blood and LPG to knockout, but add a trypsin inhibitor and add back. And what you can see is the green one is just normal blood activity between 0 and 60 hours, and it's the green, the dark green, and the light green is my 2 knockout, and we have a peak of this this enzyme around 24 hours. And when we look at our control, the LPG2 add back, we have a small delay in this enzyme activity on the peak. And but we don't know, these parasites are not inhibited the level of the enzyme, but we have just a delay. As a summary, the LPG is required for persistence in L major, Papatazi and Dubosky, which both express PP Galec is required for attachment in L major. And LPG is not required for persistence GL major in long pulps, an unnatural vector. Does this imply the LPG is not involved with the attached with Chagasi? The parasite normally doesn't develop in this vector. Maybe suggest other type of ligand for parasites receptors could be involved, or could be it's not necessary for this fly attach. We have no a very nice work performed with launch bulbs about that. The second one, the LPG2 knockout, it's a very strong phenotype and are sensitive to digestive enzymes during the first 7 to 2 hours. By contrast, LPG1 deficient only in LPG are resistant for early killing. Aldo is still fight to survival after the excretion of the blood meal. The LPG2 survival in vivo can be enhanced by addition of the protease inhibitors to the blood meal. The killing of the LPG2 promastigotes ex vivo by lysates of the blood feed midguts can be enhanced by PPG and PG. Aldo PPG provides the greatest protection. And it's explained how the LPG1 and why type promastigotes survive in the early blood fed? And then, how does the PPG work? Enzymes modulation, we have no evidence so far about the parasites inhibit the level of the activities in the midgut. Although these have been observed by Schlein and Lane, could be enzyme protection. The abundant negatively charged of the PPG secreted by the parasites could be forms a barrier against the enzymatic attach. How similar to the function of the gastric mucins? And thank you, David, Nick, and Phil from NIH, our lab, Steve from the mutants, and Santurco with the purified molecules.